Israel Independence Day, May 14th, 1948, when David Ben-Gurion publicly read the Israeli Declaration of Independence. So the English date on the calendar was May 14th, 1948. What was the corresponding Hebrew date? So the corresponding Hebrew day was the fifth day of Iyar. So this year, the fifth day of Iyar happens to fall on a Shabbos, on a Saturday. And yet, most those who celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, the celebration seemed to be happening on a Thursday this year. So what's the pshat? When is Yom HaTzmaut celebrated? Like how often do we celebrate on Iyar? So actually not that often. In other words, we have different rules of the Jewish calendar, and the rules is just the way it works out. The way it works out on the Jewish calendar and the Hebrew calendar is that the fifth of Iyar can only fall out on 4 days of the week, either Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Shabbos. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Shabbos. And in fact, they point out that as well, Pesach only fall out on 4 days of the week. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. In other words, this year, Pesach was on a Sunday, so it's always the day before. So I should say, the Iyar is always the day before. So we celebrated Pesach, the first day of Pesach was on a Sunday. That means that it comes out the fifth of Iyar was on Shabbos. So therefore, it's always the day before. So ironically, as it sounds, 3 out of the 4 days, we don't celebrate on Iyar. In other words, we said it could fall on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. The only time we celebrate Yom HaTzmaut on Iyar is when Yom HaTzmaut falls out on a Wednesday. If it falls out on a Shabbos, like this year, so the chief rabbinate decided that to avoid Chilul Shabbos, what do you mean Chilul Shabbos? What kind of Chilul Shabbos? No, Chilul Shabbos, people make barbecues, you have the air show, or whatever things might be doing. There are a lot of ceremonial celebrations, so they said to avoid Chilul Shabbos, we will do it on, and we'll move it off, we'll move it up to Thursday. And similarly as well, that if it falls out on Friday as well, because that means it'll go into Friday night, and therefore we want to avoid Chilul Shabbos, so therefore on Chilul Shabbos, if it falls out on Friday or Saturday, we move it to Thursday. That's what they decided in 1951. And in 2004, they said if the fifth of Iyar falls out on Monday, we're going to push it off to Tuesday. We'll make it on the sixth of Iyar. Why? Because we have another celebration, but we have another day of remembrance, Yom HaZikaron. We remember all the fallen Israeli soldiers and all the people who gave up their lives at Kiddush Hashem. So again, so if Sunday night is Yom HaTzmaut, that would make Saturday night Yom HaZikaron. They didn't want it as well close to Shabbos, so they postponed it until the sixth of Iyar. So practically speaking, Yom HaTzmaut is celebrated anywhere between the third of Iyar, like it's 2 days early, like this year, or on the sixth of Iyar, when Yom HaTzmaut falls out on Monday, we move it to Tuesday. So it's all to avoid Chilul Shabbos. So do we have any precedent that we switch days? Like if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so we'll switch Pesach to another day? So obviously, clearly, you can't change any biblical laws. Pesach's a biblical holiday. Yom HaAtzmaut is not. But do we have any precedent about switching days? So we do have actually, by the discussed by Sholem Gedalia, the really Sholem Gedalia really happened, the event happened on Rosh Hashanah, but we move it to the day after Rosh Hashanah. Or perhaps more directly linked to Chol Shabbos, or to prevent Chol Shabbos, we have the famous Gzeira Deraba, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the first day, and when Purim falls out on Shabbos, where they had this year in Jerusalem, so we push off the Megillah reading. They read the Megillah. They read it at Gus on Friday. So we have precedents where if a holiday falls out on Shabbos, we push it off. So the FIU say, look, so we can push it off. On the other hand, I mean, it's not exactly correct because we don't push off Rosh Hashanah. We just say no shofar today. So you could celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut on Shabbos and push off the other celebration. And the concern is if you say, well, Shabbos will be the day of spiritual celebrations, whether you say Hallel or other things, and then we'll do the airplane rides, the barbecue on another day, so people are going to say, well, you're going to have the secular celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut on one day and the religious on another day. So they didn't want that, so therefore they said, we might as well push off the whole day. On one hand, well, you could say since they picked the day, so they could change it. In other words, it's a discussion, how did the fifth day of Iyar get picked? If it's because a miracle, the Nace happened on the day, or because they signed the independence, so if that's the case, how could you switch today? But if you say it's because the rabbis instituted, so hey mamru, hey mamru. So either way, regarding it, even Rav Gora went back and forth about it. I think at the end he concluded not to change it, but that was a discussion, and we have some type of precedent, whether it's a full precedent or not. So that's a discussion. The bottom line is, if they're all said and done, that's what the chief rabbi decided. So, therefore, this year, it will be on Thursday. And that's when they'll be celebrating in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a further debate, what about in America, or Canada, North America? So the whole, in Israel, it's a much bigger day. In America, North America, and, you know, in some circles, it's a big day, but it's not like it is in Eretz Yisrael. So, let's assume we don't have the concern for Chol Shabbos. So the question is, so do in America, Canada, North America keep the original day? Like, it doesn't apply to me. Hey, yeah, so let's assume you're going to say Hallel. So when do you say Hallel? So do I keep it on Hey, or do I say no? Since it's all about celebrating Israel's independence, so therefore, every year they decide, we just go with Eretz Yisrael. So that seems to be, among those who celebrate it, that seems to be the more popular view, that many people go ahead and this year they're going to be saying Hallel, they're going to be celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut on Thursday. However, I believe Rav Schechter, Rav Mordechai Willig, they're in the minority view. In minority view, at least in what people do, whether it's the minority view of Poskim, and I don't know that many people discuss it, but they say it should remain on Shabbat. So I guess, then, you know, if you say Hallel or whatever else you celebrate, so there was a debate about what you should do in Eretz Yisrael or not. Should you switch it? The chief rabbinate that's what they go with, but apparently even Rav Gorin wasn't even sure. But regarding Chutz Laaretz, it's even a bigger shaila. Most do go with the Yom HaTzma'ut as being whenever Israel does it, and Rav Shachter Wug say, no, you go whenever Heiyar is, that's the day in Chutz Laaretz we celebrate it, because we don't have the concern of Chilul Shabbos. So what comes out ironically is, as we said, there's four possible days for Yom HaTzma'ut: Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. So if it falls out on Friday or Saturday, we do it on Thursday, so we're not celebrating on the 5th of Iyar. And if it falls out on Monday, we don't tell, we move it off to Tuesday for Yom HaTzma'ut. So it comes out the only actual time we celebrate Yom HaTzma'ut, Bo Bayom, so to speak, is when the 5th of Iyar falls out on Wednesday. So I don't know how often it happens, but it's one out of the four possible dates. That's when all will be in agreement that the 5th of Iyar is the day of celebration.